I've been following in your footsteps. I've been trying just to be like a melody you sing. I've been dreaming of the day we met. I've been trying to show my love only grows. I stepped outside of its path just to watch the way that it flows, like a river follows the landscape, and so begins to know. Every soul to change as it undertakes the meandering, the expanding range. It's like that my love comes of age as it resonates, as it excavates, as it's rearranged in the shadow game.
Cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, but you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
Watch out, some girls are only about
intimate. More concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men. Come in the club like friends.
You call me pretty little thing. And I love to.
Good morning. Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey.
It is Tuesday, November 5th. Today is election day, and you might be wondering, wait a second, there's an unfamiliar voice out here. Show yourself, guest speaker.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nina.
Good morning, Nina.
So excited.
Unfortunately, to our fans who've been listening, Zoe wasn't feeling well this morning. However, housemate Nina stepped in, and we have a great show for you today. So, stay tuned. We're going to get things set up. Sorry for the delay this morning, and we will be right back.
Possess too much persona. Is it where you get that from? You need to meet my mama. She be at church all day. Come be my Nick at night. So we can run it back. Maybe nostalgia light. And every time I see you, I just wanna grab you. And I let you touch it, and you can't let it lose. Smoke a chocolate caramel.
And we're back.
We are back.
So, okay, Nina actually has been a pretty loyal fan for a number of years now, and she has never guest starred on the show.
Nope, first time.
So, Nina, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Of course. So I live with Jane. I'm a clinical psych major, pre-med.
Yep.
Some things I love are hot yoga.
Nice.
I've been really into cooking.
Awesome.
If anyone knows what HelloFresh is, it's like a meal kit service, and I'm really into that right now. And
yeah,
I also love
documentaries. Yeah, wait, what was your HelloFresh yesterday?
Oh, it was a warm kale and chickpea salad with Parmesan and artichoke. It was so good. And I would never have made it on my own.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I had... So for those listeners who don't know, HelloFresh is like a... It's like a grocery service where they send you all of the ingredients, like all ready for each meal specifically, and it gets delivered to you, and you get to choose the meals that you want. Right, Nina?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And so, yeah, I feel like I had my hesitations with it because I was like, but it's like less freedom, and what if you don't want the meal, or like everything's wrapped individually, so is that plastic waste? However, every time Nina's been making it, it's a hit.
Yeah, it's been really good. And I like that they send you like the specific of like really like random things you might not have in your fridge or like pantry.
Oh, yeah.
Like some certain spices that you might use for a certain thing.
So
true. And they
send
you the right quantity.
Yeah.
So it's been great. And I just chose my meals for next week. And it's going to be sweet and spicy pork fried rice for one of them.
Yum.
And a coconut curry like soup with like ramen noodles for another night.
Ramen.
We love ramen.
Oh, anyone who's local to the Tufts campus, if you go right outside Curtis on, like, the telephone pole in between Curtis and the SEC, there's a poster ad, I think I texted this to you, Nina, for the new ramen shop that just opened a bigger location in Porter Square. And for our listeners who are familiar with the What's Up Tummy section, we love ramen, and we love specifically that one. And I think students get 10% off. So local news, definitely check it out.
Wow. I'm sold.
Mm-hmm. So, Nina, we're so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so happy to be here.
Especially thank you for coming on Tufts Doesn't Have Classes today. So.
Yep.
If any of our listeners are not here right now, well, I guess you wouldn't know, but a lot of people are probably sleeping in. However, the highlighters wake up early for this, and we appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. And on the way here, I made us some lattes
to get
waken up.
Oh, yeah. And Trader Joe's plug, what'd you put in it?
Oh, the cinnamon bun oat creamer. So good.
Yum.
It was a delicious little treat while walking over.
Yeah, wow. we had a really nice walk over.
Except.
Until.
I stepped in dog shit.
Hey, we're not allowed to curse on air.
I'm so sorry. My bad.
She stepped in.
Dog.
It was like yellow.
It was so gross.
It was really honestly gross.
It's like, it's still kind of like, I'm.
Do you still smell it?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
But after this, I'll, you know, like,
wash it off.
My shoe.
Yeah.
Like, super upsetting.
What, the grass wasn't good enough?
No.
Oh, by the way, we're listening to Mess It Up, Gracie Abrams. Nina went to a Gracie Abrams concert. How was she in concert? How was she live?
She was really awesome. I really love her. I wasn't, like, as big of a fan before the concert, but you know when you, like, go, because basically I was taking my sister and her friend. My sister's 13.
Good morning, Martina.
Good morning. And I was taking her to the concert, and then after the concert, I kind of started listening to her more because, like, it was so good, and I was like, why don't I listen to her more? So now I'm a huge Gracie Abrams fan, and I think she's awesome.
I think she's really talented, too. I think also she's getting famous because she's on tour with Taylor Swift.
Yes, which is so lucky for Zoe, one of these people, the people seeing her live with, like, in this upcoming month.
Totally.
They'll also get to see Gracie Abrams live. So it's basically two concerts in one.
Wait, who? Let's go through everyone who's open for Taylor Swift.
Gracie Abrams.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Phoebe Bridgers. Is that it?
Griff for one show.
Oh.
Gail.
So that was like the opener. Yeah. But I feel like the most common two are Phoebe and Gracie.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another thing we need to update everyone was Halloween. I hope everyone had a really nice Halloween. Feel free to let us know. Text us, DM us about any cool costumes you saw and or your favorite Halloween candy. We did not get any trick-or-treaters, unfortunately.
Maybe next year.
No, we won't. Well, we won't even be here next year.
Well,
and we had
wherever
candy.
We are. Yeah. We did?
Mm-hmm. To give out. But yeah, Nina and I had some fun costumes. One night our house did Wizard of Oz, and I was Dorothy and Nina was the Good Witch.
Yes.
Galinda. Which, speaking of, if anyone is a Wizard of Oz fan, Wicked is coming out, the Ariana Grande Wicked, in Thanksgiving, right?
I think so, yeah.
Definitely this month.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Wicked fan, and I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. No, that's going to be great. And another night for Halloween, Nina and I were Greg and Roderick Heffley.
And Zoe was Rowley.
Zoe was Rowley. Good morning, Zoe. Hope you're feeling better. And then, yeah, we actually ended up watching Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
We did. Night. I fell asleep so early. I wish I stayed up more.
Yeah. No, no worries. So right now we're listening to Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae.
Love this song.
Yeah, you put me onto this song, Nina.
It's so good.
It is really good. She's like on the rise.
Nope. Yeah. Yes, she definitely is. She just came out with a new song, which like I'm not as big of a fan of as this one. Like this one's just so good, it's hard to beat. If you haven't given it a full listen, I highly recommend.
Should we let them listen and come back right after it?
Yeah.
Okay, be right back for Nina's song obsession, ATM, at the moment. And that was the end of Diet Pepsi. Thanks for the rec, Nina.
Anytime.
Okay, so, Nina, since you might be new to the show for this semester, we have this, these segments that we have, one of which is called, and usually Zoe would chime in with this, What's Up, Tummy? Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So we kind of started to touch on this with your HelloFresh, and that's okay if you want your HelloFresh to be your What's Up, Tummy for the week. However, for any new people, What's Up, Tummy is any good food recs, food you made, food you saw in the last week. Since, or honestly, Nina, yours can be from a little longer because we don't get weekly updates from you.
All right. You go first.
Okay. Well, one, as some people know, during the summer, I've been trying to bake bread, and it was largely unsuccessful.
Hey.
But I'm keep going. So I went to this bakery, like cafe type place called Elmendorf Baking Supplies on Sunday. And it was actually Sunday after watching the Cambridge Half Marathon. So congratulations to everyone who ran the half marathon.
Really
awesome to see and really fun. And so this cafe was in Cambridge, and it's like a baking store, kind of. Like, it's actually really cute. If anyone is in the local area, you should check it out. They have all these baking supplies and, like, tools that you would need, and cookbooks, and it's very hygge, if people remember what hygge means from your Danish lesson. Very cozy.
Very cozy. Okay, and, I love that word.
So we got breakfast sandwiches. Actually, one... This can be part of my What's Up Tummy, because I got this breakfast sandwich, and their special of the day was this sausage gravy, which,
ooh,
yeah, could be hit or miss just by the name, but it had, like, it was sausage with, like, jalapeno and, like, I don't know what is in gravy, but gravy.
Yeah.
And
I actually don't either.
Yeah, and it was that on a breakfast sandwich, so, like, with egg and I think arugula or something. I don't know. And... that was really good. So why do I tell you this? Because the baking store, Elmendorf Baking Store, also sells sourdough starter. And so my sourdough starter of the summer was a flop. Every time I tried to bake it, it was way too dense. So I got another one, and I fed it, and I baked it yesterday. And honestly...
it looks really good.
It looks pretty good.
It does. It does look really
good. I think it is still a little too dense, but the baking company said, if you're having any issues, give us a call and we'll help you out. So I honestly think I'm going to call them today.
Yeah, I think you should too.
So yeah, that's probably my What's Up Tummy. Oh, I also went to this ramen place in Malden. Couldn't even tell you what it was called. And it was, like, the kind where they have, like, pictures of the bowls on the menu. Like, it was, like,
yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah,
so that's probably my other What's Up Tummy.
What'd you get?
Spicy miso.
Delish.
Yeah. So I'll keep you updated, obviously, on my sourdough journey. And
of course.
Hope this one stays well. I forgot if I told also you guys about the oyster mushrooms. Yeah, I think we did last time, but we grew mushrooms. And we ate them last week, and they were decent. Pretty good. All right, Nina, hit us with a What's Up Tummy.
All right, so the first thing that comes to mind was this Dunkin' Coffee.
Oh, nice.
A few days ago, Jane knows. I got the new, like, cookie butter brown sugar syrup in it, and it was just the best Dunkin' I've ever had.
Yeah, and Dunkin' can be hit or miss.
It can. It's either super good.
Which is kind of controversial to say in Boston, but we said it.
No, and it's true. The Dunkin', because I got the exact same thing yesterday, and it wasn't as good.
Mm.
So it's just a fact. And I still love Dunkin'. But yeah, that was delicious. I love a good coffee. Another thing.
Wait, do you have coffee every day?
Yes, of course. I am a huge coffee drinker. If there are any coffee drinkers... On air. I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
tuning in. Coffee is like one of my favorite things ever. That's another
thing
I love.
Is it the taste, the ritual,
It's like the taste, the ritual, the caffeine, and just like the act of, I guess that falls under ritual. The act of like intentionally getting coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or making coffee. Or both.
Totally.
And then my other What's Up Tummy is probably at Hillel yesterday. They gave us Chipotle bowls for our community building fellows, CBF.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good because it was catering, so you could make your own bowl and I could do the right proportions of like what I like. Like I like a lot of like the corn salsa.
Mm.
And it was just so good.
Yeah. That yeah. What are your dream Chipotle proportions?
Like, I don't like it to be super... I like it to be, like, more of, like, a salad vibe. Not, like, salad, but, like, a lot of lettuce and a lot of, like, crunch.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? And with chips, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's more toppings to base, if base is, like, meat, lettuce, and rice.
Mm-hmm. Like, queso.
And beans. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Queso's been the theme of the week.
The theme of the week is queso.
Our nachos. We have to tell them about our nachos.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So the other night, Jane and I made some nachos with just, like, it was super simple, just some tortilla chips and shredded cheese and then some queso from, like, the Tostitos queso. I got it at Target.
Which I never had.
It was really good.
Really good.
Target
queso.
Target queso. And they were so, so good. And then we also made these, like, turkey burrito bowls, but I did not love the turkey.
Wait, was that part of HelloFresh also?
No, that was just...
Oh, that was just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it, definitely.
I mean, it was... The seasoning was good. I guess I just... I think I bought the wrong ground turkey. I think it has to be more lean.
Yeah, you did ask me before, how lean do you usually like it? And I was like, I don't know. Or, like, I think probably lean.
Yeah, I don't think it was lean.
Lean.
So. But, yeah. It was still good. I'm on my, like, cooking meat journey because I'm really scared of meat, like, cooking it. Usually I just don't know how. Mm-hmm. But HelloFresh is teaching me slowly. So
nice.
Now I've incorporated ground meat into my repertoire.
Go Nina. But yeah, also just looking outside right now from the Curtis studio, it's so beautiful out and sunny at this hour, which reminds me of daylight savings.
Yes.
How is everyone's daylight savings? Well, let me know. Fall back, so we gained an hour, so I feel like people like this one more. I thought we were done with daylight savings.
I thought so too. I'm a little confused because I thought that it was out of favor.
Yeah.
But I guess we're still doing it. I guess it would take a lot to stop daylight savings.
But aren't... I think they are stopping it. Or no. They say that every year.
Yeah. I feel like they've said that for so long. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't... I feel like last year on our show for daylight savings, we like looked it up and it had something to do with like farming, but I don't remember anymore. Yeah. So we'll let you know next week if we remember to look it up. Or if anyone else knows, feel free to let us know.
For real.
Yeah, that was nice. So, it is starting to get dark earlier, though.
Yes, it's true. Honestly, all right, hot take.
Let's hear it.
I don't mind that when it gets dark out. Like, okay, yes, there are some days I definitely mind. But on, like, the day-to-day, honestly, if anything, it just gives me an excuse to get cozy earlier.
Yeah.
And last night, I went to a yoga class at 7:30 p.m., and I really liked that it was dark out. It was so nice. Like, the lights were down low. It was just, like, it was a really nice vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess those are some silver linings. Of course, not ideal, but...
Good. Good silver linings to take into the changing of seasons.
Yeah. I'm definitely, like, a big fall person.
Totally.
Jane and I both.
Yeah. And I feel like there's two stages of fall. There was, like, the October fall, where it felt like... Like, the leaves were turning, and now it's, like, the turned leaves are falling.
Yes. And we're in, like, that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you just look outside on the trees, it's, like, there's leaves on the grass everywhere.
Yeah.
And that feels pretty fall.
Yeah. I love fall. I'm excited for November. Oh, what's your favorite... Oh, no, we're going to save that for Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving conversation. Totally.
When...
But if you, in case you're not a guest star before Thanksgiving, why don't you let us know and I'll save my answers.
Okay.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving?
Gravy.
Oh, nice.
I love gravy.
The theme of this show is gravy.
I know. I love gravy and mashed potatoes. I don't really like turkey that much, but
really?
I also love stuffing.
I love, I'll save my, whatever. I love turkey because I feel like I don't really get it that much besides Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like if I'm going to eat a dish of the sorts, it's usually turkey. I mean, right. Sorry, it's usually chicken.
Yeah, like, in that specific cut of meat, it's usually chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ham. I mean, I don't really have ham, but I guess one could have ham.
Yeah, one could, yeah. I really like mashed potatoes and, I already said it, and stuffing and cranberry sauce on everything.
Ooh.
Like, I like to put it, like, in the middle of the plate and put it pretty much on everything.
Okay,
the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the turkey. Oh, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. Yeah, fans, let us know if you have any Thanksgiving traditions, Thanksgiving favorite dishes, et cetera, et cetera. And we're on a Sabrina Carpenter kick right now. We just listened to Coincidence, and now this is Good Graces.
Yes, I added both of those to the queue.
Yeah, she's in.
She is so in. My favorite Sabrina Carpenter song is probably Feather. It's just so good.
Oh, yeah.
What good about one. Yours?
Emo.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is it emails I can't send?
No. I'd have to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, well, we'll let you listen to Sabrina Carpenter for the next minute and a half until the end of the song, and then we'll be back because lots to chit-chat about. BRB.
I won't give a fuck about you. I won't give a fuck about you. I won't give a fuck about you. Yeah. I'll tell the world you finish your chores prematurely. Break my heart and I swear I'm moving on with your favorite athlete. Shoot a shot every night.
And we're back with some Chapel Roan.
Yes.
all right, well, it seems like it's that time of the show for a
What's up?
Thank you, Nina. So, Nina, tell me something that you've learned in the past week or so, or just something interesting about you. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Did we mention Nina's... Wait, did we just tell them your major? Clinical psych?
Oh, yes.
Nina's a clinical psych major, pre-med... she's gonna be a doctor.
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully.
And Jane and I are taking a class this semester.
Sure are.
Medicine, Ethics, and the Law.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been probably my favorite class I've taken at Tufts, one of.
Whoa!
Right next to Orgo. I love Orgo.
Hot take,
but it's so fun in my opinion. But yeah, so this class, we learn a lot about the intersection, of course, of medicine and law. And I learned last week what a motions in limine is in court.
Nice. For those who have been listening, you know a little bit about, this is the same Hammy the Hamster case.
Yes.
I think we told you last week.
But okay, yes.
Regardless.
We're doing basically a mock trial, and Jane and I are on opposing teams, and we're dueling it out. And basically, I learned that a motion in limine before the trial begins is basically when your team, or your set of lawyers and plaintiffs or defendants, whatnot, comes up with things that you don't want to be included in the case because they're not relevant and they would hurt you if they were brought up for whatever reason.
Totally.
So you write like a statement and present it to the court or to the judge.
Yeah.
Any
lawyers listening in, let us know if you've ever dealt with motions in limine.
Yeah. It's super interesting. I had no idea what it was, so.
Nice.
That's what I learned. What about you?
I didn't prepare one. Let's see.
Can be something in the class too, if you're learning.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I learned something interesting. I'm gonna save it for later in the section.
Okay.
Something else which will become relevant later, maybe after our PSA, if you know what I mean. Speaking of, Nina, it's probably about time that. You do a PSA.
Oh my gosh.
You could look through this binder and then just choose one of them.
Okay.
Our biggest PSA of the day, given that it is Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, aka Election Day, go vote. Super important. This was the first presidential election that Nina and I could vote in, as we are both 21. And important now more than ever.
Yeah.
I feel like they say that every year. But it is more important now more than ever. So definitely go out there and vote if you didn't already mail in your ballot. And happy Election Day to all who celebrate. And we are excited to stay tuned. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot to discuss next week.
We will.
All right, Nina, hit us with the PSA.
Fresh fruit.
Nice.
Is that the vibe?
Totally.
Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruit. I love fruit. What's your favorite fruit, Jane?
No, finish the PSA.
Okay. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, the wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack, ..
Perfect! Awesome! But yeah, what is my favorite fruit? Probably bananas?
Wow.
Or blueberries? I don't know. I do love fruit. Although, were you there last night when I think we discovered the culprit of... So, I don't know if we told our highlighters, but a few weeks ago, we went apple picking, and we brought home a bushel and a half of apples, literally.
Bushel and a peck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what they called them. And then we realized in the next, like, coming days, we had a ton of flies.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't know how we didn't put this together sooner, but we were like, so we got these sticky, they're kind of like streamers, but they're really sticky, and we like hung them up around the house. And if those of you who know us about the house, we've now had a mouse, we still have ants, like for years, and flies, so it was kind of becoming a zoo. And we put up those sticky streamers, but honestly, no, actually they definitely worked. But they more caught, like, hair, and, like, people would back up into them.
Yeah,
I did it. It happened to me and Nina. Yeah, maybe we just, like, put them in inconvenient spots. But now that we've finished most of the apples, the flies are gone.
Yeah.
Wait, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, fruit.
Fruit,
from the PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots to think about with fruit.
Yeah, totally. And... Oh, actually, another thing I learned, I was listening to a podcast the other day while I was driving, and it was all about how in America, like, compared to other countries, people are so much less informed about, like, what's in season, because all the grocery stores stock all, like, all the grocery stores have stock of, like, all foods of during all seasons, which, honestly, I did notice when, last year when I was studying abroad, like, if it's winter, you're not going to get watermelon or, like, strawberries or things that are seasonal at the time. But because we do so much importing, especially of produce, you can pretty much get anything at any time in select grocery stores, which, I don't know, just something to be more aware of because, like, how far is your strawberry traveling in November versus... I don't even know what fruits are, like, common, like, squashes?
I guess squash is, like, a winter, fall.
Yeah.
Or, like, I was thinking of squash.
I know. So, being more aware of, like, what produce for what seasons.
Yeah.
And because, like, your body, it was talking all about how, like, the certain, like, vitamins and stuff that are in each of the fruits that are seasonal at the time are important for that time.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense because I guess evolutionary that makes sense.
Yeah. But, like, works out for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of cool.
That is very cool. I did not know that at all. Or I haven't really thought of that, about that.
Right? Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contagious yawn.
Nina's tired.
I'm not too tired, guys.
Yeah. Let's see, what else can we tell you? Oh, so Nina and I both have exciting weekends. I'll be back for next show, don't worry. However, I won't be on Tufts campus this weekend because I'll be traveling to Columbus, Ohio to visit some friends, or a friend at The Ohio State University. Good morning, Dara, if she's listening. And yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be a very different vibe from Tufts, which I am excited to see. And similar to last time when I left Tufts campus and saw a different show, and from Claire's insights on Dartmouth, I'll be sure to report back on what it's like to visit another school. So excited to do that. And excited to see some pals, and we'll definitely let you know. And Nina, tell us what you're doing this weekend.
It's my cousin's wedding this weekend, which is so exciting. So I'm going to Connecticut.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
I've been to one wedding, and it was my other cousin. And
nice.
Pre-COVID, right before COVID.
But that's so fun.
So I'm very excited to see all of my cousins. I think we're staying overnight in Connecticut for a night, ? But yeah, it'll be nice. I think I'm also just gonna take some time to be home for a little, see my dog.
Oh yeah, tell us about your dog.
My dog is a standard poodle named Sunny, and she's super, super funny looking.
Poodle.
And I wish that I could insert a picture into the radio, but
yeah. If there was a photo on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe stay tuned and we'll get a photo up on Highlights Radio Instagram.
Yes.
Later.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, everyone needs to see Poodle.
Poodle.
But yeah, so that's my plans for the weekend. Jane and I had a pretty fun weekend a few weeks prior at Wake Forest.
Yes, they heard.
Oh, yes. Okay, amazing.
Any other insights?
It was so nice there. They also have so many food options, I feel like, on campus that you can use meal swipes for, this smoothie place. Don't they have a Chick-fil-A on campus? I think they do. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, awesome. Super exciting stuff.
Super exciting stuff all around.
Yeah. And right now we're listening to Always Live at Radio City from Rex Orange County. This is the live version, and this is actually one of my favorite songs, so let me pause for a second.
Gonna lie, and now I get to sit down, yeah, and I'm happy to admit now I'm on my way. It seems I'm not invincible, but I'm bored of the pain, and I need to explain, New York, that there will always be a part. Make some noise for my amazing band up here. I really will never forget this, and I'll never forget you, and I promise you I'm gonna come back, okay? Now this really is it. I really gotta go, okay? I love you. I fucking love you. I'm Rex, Rex Orange County. I fucking love you.
Yeah, do you ever listen to live versions of music?
Yes.
Or songs?
The live version of I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really good.
Silver Springs.
Yes, live Silver Springs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just really hit.
Yeah, honestly, maybe that'll be an upcoming theme, so stay tuned.
Ooh.
Live at WMFO.
Yeah.
Okay, the next segment of our show is What's Up, Medford? But usually Zoe takes this one, and I honestly don't really know a lot that's going on. However, Nina and I were thinking, well, we brought up one exciting event that's going on. Why don't you tell everyone, Nina?
Yes. So this Thursday, and I guess Thursdays after, Ho Tung, which is a little cafe on campus, like run by Tufts, mm-hmm. is turning into a pub.
Pub Ho Tung.
I'm super confused. Like, I feel like I'm missing something. I'm really confused about this.
Yeah, you can get tickets on Tufts Tickets, and you need to show a valid student ID and a valid United States registered, like, ID, like, your state ID, 21 plus. And they said they're having, like, mozzarella sticks and wings and nachos and all that, like, pub food.
Yeah.
And they're serving alcohol. And in the description, you can find your tickets on Tufts Tickets. And unfortunately, I don't work in the info booth anymore. However, you should still stop by the info booth. And whoever is the info boother at the time is probably lovely and can also sell you a ticket.
Yes.
That was my favorite job I've ever had.
Aww.
But I won't be there anymore. But get your tickets online. I actually didn't get my ticket yet, so I probably should.
Me too.
And, yeah, we'll see. Honestly, this is, I feel like, it could be a debate of, is it, like, valid? Should college campuses have a space like this that serves alcohol? Because on one hand, I feel like it promotes campus culture, and it's, like, something fun, and, like, maybe students would be more likely to hang out there. But on the other hand, is it, like, what, your tuition is going towards pub?
Yeah. I think it's just, I'm really surprised that Tufts is doing that.
Well, apparently, and Jumbo alumni, let us know, but I think Duick McPhee used to be a pub, or there definitely used to be a pub on campus.
Yes.
So, any Jumbo alumni, let us know if the pub was fun, did people actually hang out there, and we'll let you know how Ho Tung. Oh, because they said also in the ticket description that this is going to be, like, a trial run for a pub on campus, and how does that look?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exciting stuff, something new, something fun to try. I want to try the food too, like the mozzarella sticks and the nachos.
Yeah, it's giving like late night vibes.
It is, which, oh my gosh, I love late night.
Late night was, it still happens, right?
I think so.
On the weekends, Commons, which is like a food place in the campus center, stays open until what, like midnight?
Yeah, it's like 12:30, I think.
Yeah, 12:30, and they have like, what do they used to have? Like, chicken nuggets.
Yeah, there's like chicken nuggets and fries, or you get like, isn't there like
pizza bagels?
Pizza bagels.
Wait, is there pizza?
Yeah, there are pizza bagels, but there's like stuff
like
that. Oh,
like jackfruit tacos.
Ooh, yeah. And oh, fried rice.
Fried rice. Yeah, they would have like that. And I feel like that was good because instead of people just hanging out in Davis Square or like Medford or like not Tufts regulated spot, might be, I don't know, like, less safe or, like, less of a community and less Tufts concentrated. So I'm excited for this. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, based on late night, super fun vibes.
Yeah, and if Zoe were here, she would also be really excited about this.
Yes. All right, I'll get my ticket today.
Yeah, I will too.
Yay.
So that'll be another topic of conversation for next Tuesday. We'll let you know how it is.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it on the What's Up Medford that I can think of.
Me too.
Oh, although one other thing is that, the Sanctuary Cafe, which is located in Beacon Hill, is now accepting reservations.
Yes.
And what is that? It is a cat cafe. So it's a bookstore and a cafe, but you need to make reservations because they don't just take everyone because that'll overwhelm the cats because there are cats roaming around.
Oh Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm trying to get a reservation right now, and I'm on the Notify Me list because, unfortunately, it sold out. But they have a couple spots open for December. I just didn't know my schedule yet. But seems really cool. I love cats.
Jane loves cats.
Yeah, I forget if I told you, but one of the first things I do post-grad is I'll be getting a cat. And I'm super excited about that. So super excited to visit the cat cafe.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I love cats as well. I love all animals.
Yeah, Nina is an animal lover.
Yes. I really do love animals.
Yeah.
Jane, what's your spirit animal?
Oh, yeah. Wait, spirit animal is like what would you embody? Or like what?
I think so. I think that's the definition.
Or like your favorite animal. Isn't there a difference?
I think there's a difference. You can do either one, but specify which one.
I don't know. I like probably something in like the reptile category. Or like,
is your favorite or spirit?
Spirit.
Is your favorite cats?
No. Well, I don't know. I'll think on that. I don't know. I like elephants. I like turtle. You're definitely more of an animal lover than me.
I do really love animals.
Like, I feel like you like connect with animals in a way that I probably don't.
Yeah, I really wish that unicorns were real.
Yeah,
like that's my spirit animal.
Unicorns, yeah.
Yeah, like I really love unicorns.
Yeah, I see that for you.
I have a stuffed weighted unicorn.
Oh yeah,
Suki.
Yeah, a weighted. This is like a new fad. A weighted stuffed animal, or not even a fad. I feel like this will stick around. It's like, what's the? There's something like therapeutic about it.
That yeah, because it's heavy. Like heavy. So it's like way more nice to hug.
Yeah, same thing with like a weighted blanket. Yeah. I never had one. Did you?
No, I'm not really into weighted blankets.
It feels what, like too hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, let us know, fans. At what point do you turn the heat on?
Oh, yeah. We've had some debates about this.
We've had some debates about this. Because, for example, yesterday it was like in the 30s here in Boston. But mm-hmm. today it's going to go up to like 73.
Yeah.
So I haven't taken my AC unit out. Because, one, I like the noise of it. And, two, it has been still really hot. But I've also noticed that it's like one of those window units. So the siding is just, it's kind of open. So at night, my room gets really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have to figure out what to do about that. And let us know if you guys have turned on your heat yet.
Yeah, I would much rather my room be cold than my room be hot.
Agreed.
So, I guess in the grand scheme.
Totally. And this is Maine, Noah Kahan. This
great song
feels
song.
Yeah, feels very fall also. Really good one.
Very good one.
He has not dropped.
No.
He's been famous since he got famous, I feel.
Yeah, he's so awesome. I think he's so talented.
Yeah, he is. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nina will be taking the tea to Tufts Men.
Yes.
To work today. So
yes.
Let us know, how has the Boston public transportation been treating you?
You know, it's okay. It's pretty consistent, I would say, knock on wood. But, like, I mean, I know it has a reputation. The Green Line has a reputation for not being consistent. But
and the Green Line is for people who are not local to Medford.
Oh, yes.
The T, like, basically the subway line. It's kind of like a trolley. That they just opened their final stop to be on Tufts campus.
Yes.
Medford Tufts.
Which is so awesome.
Yeah, super convenient. Nina takes it all the time.
Yeah, I take it twice a week into Boston and back for my internship. I'm doing research in, I'm working with placentas. So.
What's a placenta?
A placenta is like an organ.
What's a placenta?
It's a placenta. It's an organ that's like related to when you're pregnant. You have a placenta, and it's like so, like, it says so much about like nutrition, metabolism. Like, there's so many things you can measure within it. So I'm working on studies related to that right now. I'm doing a stress study, so I'm like interviewing parents about or sending surveys to parents. It's cool. Kind of a whole thing, but
very cool.
It's yeah, very much enjoying it. But wow. I do take the tea.
Yeah, the tea to the placentas.
Yeah,
at Tufts Med. Very cool. And would you say you prefer the green line or the red line?
I feel like I don't take the red line. Like, I haven't taken the red line in a really long time.
Yeah.
I feel like I always take the green line. But I feel like the red line's probably better. The green line is not great. It's just so, it's, like, always really crowded, too, on the way back. Mm. I, like, can never, like, I can barely stand when I'm on my way back from work.
Mm.
But it's okay. Once you, like, get past a certain point, people start to trickle off. But, like, and by the time you get to Tufts, it's, like, pretty empty. But.
Yeah,
when I get on at Boylston, so crowded.
Yeah. No matter what. Oh, yeah, Boylston. Is that the closest? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I got off at Boylston.
Nice.
It's like a 5-minute walk.
Wait, super someone easy. Recently told me that it's like alphabetical when on the Green Line. Like, because it goes Boylston, or like Arlington, Boylston, Clarendon, whatever.
Copley.
Yeah.
What's D?
I forget. But there was something about it. Maybe it wasn't fully alphabetical. There was something definitely about that.
Yeah. ABC. Arlington, Boylston, Copley.
No, and there were more, I think.
Fenway. Huh. Hey,
all right. Anywho, well, Nina, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Yeah, and honestly, Nina has been a loyal listener for a number of years now, as so many of you highlighters have been, and I can't believe this is her first feature on the show. So yes. It's been a long time coming.
Won't be the last, hopefully.
Won't be the last, yeah. And I hope everyone has a good election day. Remember to go vote if you haven't already, and we will be here same time next week.
Yep.
So bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her all. I spend her love until she's broken. Difference to me. I swam a lake of fire, I'd have walked across the floor of any sea. Ignored the vastness between all that can be seen and all that we believe. So I thought you were like an angel to me. Funny how true colors shine in darkness and in secrecy.
Mm-hmm.